So as we try to struggle with this worker shortage, which every day we're finding a new way that it is complicating life for business and for Americans, we ask this question: would a drug testing, automation, and honesty have to do with the current workers shortage? WJR senior news analyst Bree Osborne, joining us to delve into some of the lesser known reasons that contribute to that worker shortage problem. Marie, I think you can just add personal dissatisfaction to that list too.
Oh, yeah, there's so many things that we could add there, Guy. So there's a lot of theories as to why employers appear to be having trouble hiring workers, and we found some ideas that have shed a little bit of new light on the problem. Some employment experts say that many people are disqualified for jobs because of drug testing, and some companies are rethinking drug testing altogether. 9% of more than 45,000 employers worldwide are now eliminating drug testing as an incentive to attract and retain talent, according to a study done by Manpower Group. Amazon, the second largest employer in the U.S. behind Walmart, announced this summer that it would no longer test for marijuana in its pre-employment drug screening program for jobs not regulated by the U.S. Department of Transportation. The company also said it was reinstating employment eligibility for former employees and applicants who were previously terminated or deferred as a result of random or pre-employment marijuana screening. Second, automated hiring practices, it turns out, the software that sorts through applicants deleted 10 million people for consideration. 99% of Fortune 500 companies use this talent sifting software. So the longer and more complicated the job description, the more people get weeded out by automated systems, according to a study by Harvard. It's found that 90% of high-skilled prospects were being weeded out because they didn't meet all of the criteria listed in the job description. So here's an example. Job prospects get tripped up by everything from a brief resume gap to ballooning job descriptions. The study found an example of hospitals scanning resumes of registered nurses for computer programming when what they needed was someone who could enter patient data into a computer. Or the computer will scan for customer service background when hiring people to repair electric transmission lines. So all these people are getting disqualified. Some companies, especially smaller ones, have now hired managers specifically looking over resume. In other words, hands-on resumes instead of putting it through the computer. And finally, one last point that may be controversial to some people, but worth a listen. Some workers say that employers aren't really looking to hire at all. Many are taking to social media with that experience, and I've seen some of these. One Florida worker documented how he spent the month of September sending out resumes for jobs he said he was qualified for, ones that required a high school diploma and retail and restaurant experience. He outlined his experience, by the way, for Inside Business. He says of the 60 applications he sent out, he received 16 email responses, 4 follow-up phone calls, and 1 job interview. He says he found many job openings said full-time work when they were actually offering part-time. Some advertised $10 an hour, but in fact were offering $8.65 an hour. So a little honesty there on that point, Guy.
And Maria, a recent survey came out and said that of the people that are seeking work, they could fill 80% of the job openings. That our job openings are 20% higher than the unemployed people we have that could fill them, which shows, and obviously the skill sets may not fit, but it shows you just how big the problem is. We're not in the top 10 for that, but I do believe we're in the top 20.
Right. We're just not matching the people who need the jobs with the jobs that are open. There's some kind of disconnect that's going in there that might need to be examined closer.
And it sounds like we may need to put quotes around the term job opening. Marie, thank you so much.